Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall. Weekdays from 7 till 11.
There we go. Morning, Jay.
Morning, boys. Okay.
Yeah, good to speak to you both. Let's start with Mickey. Mickey, you went to Old Trafford. Chance of a lifetime for your son as well Wednesday night. How did it all go, the Rooney testimonial?
Yeah, really, really good. Amazing spec. Sat right behind Jose. So it was absolutely brilliant, and it was nice to get an insight into you know, the sort of the life of a football manager. And obviously we were sat really close to Ronald Koeman, who probably spent most of the 90 minutes shaking his head. But failing that, great experience, and you know, really, really grateful.
How did he do with the penalties at half time?
Mate, it was a little bit of a botch up, really. The penalties were due to be taken at 6:45 in the evening, which we didn't sort of realise. So the penalties really didn't happen, to be honest.
Oh, devastated. I thought it was half-time as well.
Yeah, me too, mate. Me too.
Never mind. You went to the game. Give us an insight to Jose and Ronald then. Is the Premier League going to be more alive with Jose from what you saw sat behind him?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, he's an intriguing character, isn't he? And you can just sort of see how much he studies the game. It's unreal. And I tell you, you know, if you misplace a pass or whatever, the players know about it. But that goes for Ronald Koeman as well. You know, he spent most of the time, as I say, I think Everton, we struggled in possession at times. We struggled to keep hold of the ball. And we give the ball away a lot. We seem to sort of go long, sort of far too early. And it's something that you can see that he's going to have to work on. But there was aspects of the game that you can see where, you know, our defence looks so much tighter. We look so much better as a unit. And the lad, young Mason Holgate, who come in, obviously we bought from Barnsley, for me was our man of the match. So obviously we played three at the back with our two wing-backs, you know, Bainsey and Coleman there bombing on. And it might be something that he's, you know, he's going to bring to the Premier League. And it did look decent. We looked, you know, so much more solid. And, you know, things look bright. But I think we're going to have to get someone in the middle of the park to add that little bit of creativity to us.
Especially because of the news on Mo Besic this morning. Last 10-15 minutes, he's tweeted he's out for 6 months, which is an absolute shame. I mean, managers must hate hearing this at this time of the just on the cusp of the season.
Yeah, and it was so innocuous as well. It was a ball that was just sort of played into him. And, you know, there was nothing in it. There was no foul in it. But you just know straight away, you know, when he hit the deck, he waved over to the bench and he knew something was right. And poor Mo Besic, since he signed for us, he's been with us only about 18 months. And he's had a horrendous luck with injuries. And, you know, every time that he sort of seems to be getting back on his feet and he's going to kick on, something else happens to him. And some players are just like that, aren't they, unfortunately? And you just wonder, you know, is that going to be the way for him? And as you say, it's going to be a massive miss for us now out in midfield. And I definitely think it's somewhere that he's going to be looking at. He's going to be looking at, you know, trying to bring someone creative into the middle of the park. Because I think with the players that we do have, with the lad obviously coming in from Villa as well, we just seem to have much of a mutness. We seem to have, you know, like, you know, holding, sort of grafting midfielders. And it was, as I say, we were lacking a little bit of creativity in the middle. And hopefully that's something that he's going to address.
I've always enjoyed watching Besic play. Real bit of tenacity about him. Jay, let's get on to you. Are you Wembley bound this weekend for Barcelona?
No, I'm not bothering, you know, Steve. I think the pre-season games, I think they're pretty irrelevant, aren't they? It's all about fitness levels more than anything else. And yeah, it'll be a great occasion to play Barcelona. The superstars that they've got, you know, with Lionel Messi and obviously Luis Suarez, one of our own, really. But, you know, as I say, when it comes to pre-season games, it's all geared up for fitness levels and getting ready for next week against Arsenal.
It's funny how some people just tend to avoid pre-season. Chris Carline was in early from the Shankly Hotel. He said, no, the season doesn't start at all for me until day one of the Premier League. He said, because I'm so busy going to matches once the season starts, I can't really get away with doing all the pre-season stuff.
Well, yeah, I totally agree. I mean, you know, a lot of my friends are going to the game tomorrow at Wembley, and, you know, my brother's going and he's staying. He's making a weekend of it. But, you know, like I say, it's going to cost £200 or £300 just to go to a pre-season game. And, yeah, it's great for the people that don't get to go to the game during the season. I understand that. But, you know, like I say, I agree with what he's saying there. When it comes to the actual season itself, they're the main games, aren't they? And they're the ones that matter the most. And pre-season games are all about fitness levels and the new signings, gelling with the new teammates.
Absolutely. I was talking with a little bit earlier with James Pearce. We were talking about perhaps an 11 that might start the season. Maybe we might see that 11 tomorrow. And one of the big conundrums being, what does the manager do with three strikers who've all got a case for being the person who should play up front in the system which we know now that Jurgen Klopp wants to play. So you've got Danny Ings, Daniel Sturridge and Divock Origi, who's a proper rising star on the world scene. What would you do, Jay?
I think it's a difficult one. I mean, I've always really liked Daniel Sturridge, and I've always said on this programme as well about, you know, he's a fantastic centre-forward and he's one of our best players. It's just about keeping him fit. The problem is, in the system that Jurgen Klopp plays, I think Divock Origi is the main man, isn't he? He's the type of centre-forward that Klopp seems to prefer the most because he can lead the line a little bit better than Sturridge. Although, you know, obviously he's not as clinical a finisher as what Sturridge is. I think it will be interesting to see who he selects, though, because if you look to the back end of last season, when Origi was fit, he was getting chosen in most of the games ahead of Sturridge. But at this moment in time, in pre-season, it seems that Sturridge has been the main man that he's gone to, albeit he hasn't really, you know, obviously scored really, has he, in pre-season yet, whereas Origi did against AC Milan. I think it's a tough call. I can't see them playing together. It'll just be one or the other. I don't think Ings has really got a chance of starting the game. It's most likely going to be between Sturridge and Origi. It's also interesting to see how he goes in the middle of the park because, you know, obviously Emre Can he's come back a bit late than everyone else, hasn't he? So we'll be interested to see if he starts at Arsenal. And then, of course, we've got the left-back situation as well because we've got a few injuries, haven't we, in the defence. And centre-half could end up having to be Clavin and Lovren. But when it comes to the left-back situation, I think the jury's out, isn't it, on Alberto Moreno. Talk of James Milner potentially playing left-back, and he's played in a couple of the friendly games as well in that position. So I think it's an interesting call by Klopp when it comes to the Arsenal game.
There's a few questions to be answered. That sort of... It's almost a little bit of an embarrassment of riches up front. It's one that Everton don't have, Mickey. And obviously, it seems likely that Romelu Lukaku will leave for Chelsea at some point over the coming weeks. They've got a massive dilemma, or Ronald Koeman has. You've got to find a consistent goal scorer.
Yeah, we have. And do you know what, Steve? I'm not sure whether that's going to happen. You know, I know he's made noises, hasn't he, to say that he wants to go and play Champions League football. It usually happens when he goes to, you know, play for Belgium on internationals that, you know, he comes out with statements like that. But, you know, I think Everton have set a price. You know, they've said it's 75 million quid. And, you know, I just don't think Chelsea will stump that up. But that's the asking price. You know, we know how ridiculous the market is at the moment. And it is. It's completely, you know, it's daft. And that is Everton's price. And, you know, we're not going to be able to replace him, to be honest. You know, we know he's got his critics and his first touch and what have you is not the best. But he's a goal scorer. You know, he's going to guarantee you 20, 25 goals a season. And he's 23 years of age. And I just think if I was Everton, I'd say, listen, there's the price. You know, if you want him, that's the price you've got to pay. And I give them a deadline on it as well, because what we don't want is him going on, you know, the last couple of days of the deadline day. And plus, you don't want him going into the season unsettled as well. You know, we've seen that last year where John Stones is form dipped. You know, once players' heads are turned, it is hard to get them, you know, focused back on the job. But Liverpool done it with Suarez, didn't they? You know, when he wanted to go to Barcelona, they turned around and said, listen, you're contracted to us. This is the acting place. You're contracted to us. Give us another season and let's see how it goes. And, you know, if we don't qualify for Europe, you know, blah, 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 after that, then I'd let him go. But, you know, he's contracted to Everton at the moment. So, as I say, unless they come up with the money that we're asking, I'd keep hold of him. And I have to say, I'm not 100% sure whether that's going to go through.
Everton Espanyol tomorrow, Goodison Park. I think that's a 3 p.m, isn't it, that one starts?
Yeah, and it's going to be Donald Koeman's first sort of game at Goodison, so we're hoping for a big crowd. Again, it's going to be a good workout for us because, you know, when any foreign opposition comes to town, they're going to be, you know, brilliant to keep in the ball, and I think Everton are probably going to be doing a lot of chasing, but that's good for this time of year. But, you know, that's what we want. We want to try and get our fitness levels up. What I did notice the other night is that we are pressing much, much higher, and we seem to be pressing as a unit, which is something, you know, that sort of Donald Koeman is working on. And I think if we are going to be looking for a striker, for a new striker, I think we've been linked with Benteke, haven't we, this week? You know, for me, he's not one of these strikers that sort of is going to go and press, is he, up front? So if we do lose Rom, I think that's the first thing that he's going to be looking at. I'm thinking maybe at the likes of a Shane Long or someone like that, although I think he's just signed a new contract. It's going to be someone that, you know, is going to put a shift in for you. You know, because I think that's what he's looking at doing. He's going to look to, you know, sort of press high up the pitch. And I think, you know, Espanyol is certainly going to give us, they're going to be a tricky opposition, but they're going to give us a good workout.
Thank you, Mickey. And is it 5:30, Jay? Liverpool are in action? Is it 5:30?
I think the programme starts about 5, so is I it? Think it's quarter past five, half five. But, you know, as I say, it should be a good workout because Barcelona, as Mickey's saying there, you know, Barcelona are obviously going to have a little bit more of the ball than Liverpool, so it'll be interesting for us because Arsenal play a similar way, don't they? So it's good, you know, practice going into the game against Arsenal next week.
Great stuff, boys. Thank you very much indeed. Speak next week.
Cheers, Alan.
Radio City Talk.